Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Karisos daf ches, Karisos daf 8. And today's daf yomi, we begin the second chapter of Karisos, which is called Arba Mechusari Kapara, the four who are lacking atonement. And in our mission is going to count, to categorize two types of people who are obligated to bring karbanos as part of an atonement. And they are different from the general principle of those who bring a sin offering. So our Mishnah lists these people, Arba Mechusari Kapar, the four who are lacking atonement until they bring their offering. Meaning to say that the Torah obligates them to bring a chatos, a sin offering, even though they haven't actually sinned. However, that after they have become purified from their ritual impurity, they have to bring this offering, which we're calling a sin offering, but they haven't sinned. And prior to them bringing this sin offering, they are prohibited to eat the sacred food. So who are the four? Arba, these four are an Arba Mevi'in Al Hazadon. And also there are four people who have to bring an offering even though they have intentionally sinned. Generally speaking, the Chatas is only brought if a person does a sin accidentally, but there are four people who bring this mevi'in al hazadon keshogeg, that they bring it even if they sin intentionally, just like if it had been done accidentally. That about these four people, the Torah does not distinguish. And so, first the Mishnah lists Eilu Hein Mechusari Kapar. These are the four who bring an offering as part of the fact that they're lacking kapara, they're lacking atonement, and they, until they have this kapara, they're not able to eat the kachem, to eat the sacred food. Who are these four? So it is the zav. This is a zav is a male who has a flow coming from his member, and this person, if he sees three straight flows of this zav, of this flow, then he's called a zav. And the Torah obligates him to bring two torim or two bnei yuna, two types of birds, a turtle dove or pigeon. One is a sin offering and one is an ola, after he counts 7 days of seven clean days, and then he immerses for his ritual impurity, and then he brings these two birds, and that's that, and only then can he eat the kachem. And the second category is a zava. The second type of person is the zava, is a woman who has seen blood, but not during the time where she is listed as a nida. The woman's cycle is divided by the Gemara. We'll learn more about this in tractate Nida into 7 days and 11 days. If she sees it as part of the 11 days, she's called a zava. And if she sees it for three straight days, she's called a zava gadola, a major zava. And the Torah obligates her to bring either two torim or two bnei yona, these two birds. One is a chatos, one is an ola. And afterwards, she counts 7 days. She immerses, and then she brings this. And then she brings these offerings. Third category is the Yoledes, a woman who's given birth. The Torah obligates her to bring a keves, a sheep for an Oa, and a bird for a sin offering. And this she has to bring after 40 days if she gave birth to a male, and 80 days after she gives birth to a female. And prior to that, she's not able to eat the kachim. And the fourth category is the Mitzora. So the Mitzora is a person who has on his body this leprosy, and he becomes healed. Torah obligates him to bring two sheep, one as an Oa, one as an Asham, and then a female sheep as a Chatas. Aside from that, he has to go through all the ritual purifications process that are described in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. So all of these people who are Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora, these four categories, before they bring their Chatas, which is called, they are called the Mechusari Kippara, and they're not able to eat the Kachem. In addition to that, they're not able to enter into the temple. So that is, until they bring this chatos, they're not able to enter into the table, and they're not able to eat from the kachim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov adds another one. He says the other one is a ger, a person who converts, is considered to be a mechusar kippara. They're also going to be considered that they're lacking atonement, because part of the logic here is the Jewish people did bring a karban as part of our conversion. So here too we're saying a ger is somebody, a convert is somebody who's lacking this atonement until they bring the karban, and so therefore they cannot eat the kachim acha yizrak alav hadam, until they sprinkle the blood of the offering, that the Ola offering, which he brings as part of his conversion, that every every convert that converts, aside from the fact that he needs to circumcise and to immerse in the mikveh, he also has to bring a carbon ola. And the Gemara on Daf Tes is going to derive this from the verses. So we see from here, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that also the convert who converts is mechusar kapara until he has the blood that is sprinkled upon him. And so too, a nazir is going to be considered to be lacking of atonement when he completes his nazirus until he brings the carbon with respect to yeno vitig lachto v'tumato, that he cannot drink the wine or cut his hair and become tummy for the dead bodies until he has also brought his carbon nazirus. But we see from here, according to Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, that a ger is not able to eat the kachim and enter into the temple until they have brought their carbon on, that they are also considered in the category of the chusar kapara. So how come the Rabbanan don't include this? So the Gemara says that the reason is, why does the Tanakhama not include this in the category of the ger? So according to the Tanakhama, kikatani midam demishrei lemechol kachim, they only included those things that allow somebody to eat the kachim, but ger kikamaisi carbon lachshuri navshu lemeal bakal, that for the convert, it's to allow the convert to really enter into the community, that the convert, and there's a whole discussion amongst the Rishonim, which we don't have time to get into now, but was this only in the time of the temple or possibly even afterwards? If the convert was not going to be considered a full convert, to what extent does that mean? But they had to bring the carbon ola. Today we can't bring a carbon anymore, but we still, according to everyone, allow conversions. But this was something which was a necessary requirement for conversion, which has gone away.